begins to resemble life itself, from which there is no escape except by death. Life itself is the burning house. Elsewhere, an unnamed writer, a man in his 30s, is observing objects in his room. The hard cement floor, the inflated mattress bought from an auction house, sheets of newspaper, a closed window frame, a mirror, a sick man standing in front of a mirror, a Siamese cat. He goes out to meet his girlfriend at a restaurant in Connaught Place where he is fixated on the image of a woman in a poster. His mind is blurring the women surrounding him and the woman in the poster. He contemplates life, death, and suicide, but there is no longer any difference between the bathroom mirror and the mirror in his room. Every object, every person is blurring into another, until it is no longer possible to differentiate between life and death. This strange, almost absurd ambiance is peculiar to the meaningless world of Raj Kamal Chowdhury. This sick man standing in front of his mirror vortex could be Raj Kamal himself. Chowdhury's quintessential protagonist is a young man.